Thank you, sweetheart. All right, guys, Merry Christmas time. Who? I know some of you just got your praise CDs today, but who's been listening to their praise CD? Yeah, keep it up, man. Set aside a little bit of time every day. You know the good Lord's worth it. He deserves it. Listen to your praise CD and spend some time in prayer. Amen? Spend some time in prayer. Spend some time reading the Word. Let's make a commitment that starting today that we are going to spend more time in the Word, more time with the Lord than we did last year. Amen? We want to grow in our relationship with God. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Give him some praise. Are you guys ready to get into the Word? Why don't you go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. And it is so wonderful to have our visitors here. It's so wonderful to have those here that haven't been here in a while. We are just blessed, super blessed that you guys decided to come and be with us today. Don't mind me, I'm just checking my email. Yeah. All right. Matthew 2 and verse 9. Father God, thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Father God, that your will is going to be done in this church service, Lord. That if there's people in here that have not accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, that they would do so this morning, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that this church is a group of folks that are devoted to one another, Lord. We are devoted to our church family, Lord. We're devoted to our brothers and sisters in Christ. We are devoted to your will. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, you ready to get into the Word? Say, get into the Word, man. I'm about to, man. Goodness. Okay. Matthew 2 in verse 9. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold. Now, when you see behold in the Bible, that means check it out. That means zoom in. That means pay attention. Okay? The author is saying, this is about to get super important. Okay, so that's where we're at right here. Now, what we got going on, we got the wise men. We don't know how many wise men there were. We say three, but that's because they fit. You know, you don't want more than three in your front yard, man. It starts looking cluttered, right? Well, there was three gifts. So somewhere along the line, they decided that it was three wise men. Nobody knows. Anyways, the wise men are following the star. They meet with King Herod. And King Herod doesn't want anything to do with this Messiah. Matter of fact, he's very upset about this Messiah. You know, he don't want nothing to do with him. The people in Jerusalem didn't want nothing to do with him. But these people, these wise men came from far off, man, to worship this king. So they're leaving King Herod, and that's where we're at. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, that means listen. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Now, I can't help but get a little bit excited when I read that portion of the verse right there. I was doing my studying last night. Okay, I know everybody's tired. And it's hard to follow the movie. That was pretty awesome. But check this out. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Think about how excited these folks were. It doesn't say they were really excited. It says they were super duper awesomely, could not contain themselves, excited. There's the star. It's right over Bethlehem. Something awesome is about to happen. Are you expectant this morning? Are you expecting God to do something big in your life? Are you exceedingly excited? Are you really? We can be. We can be super excited. Now think about these wise men, man, in this long journey they had to go on. And these were wealthy cats, man. And they were on this long journey through the desert and the wilderness and all this stuff. as they get closer, there's the star again because they've been with Herod. And then, boom, there's the star. And man, they are psyched up big time, man. I'm not wasting my time. There it is. Wonderful. That's pretty cool, right? When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Isn't that wonderful? And they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. That's what we're talking about today. We want to talk about these gifts. And what do these gifts mean? Okay? Did you come to worship the Most High God this morning? Go ahead and give him some praise. Get excited. Now, everybody likes gold, right? I like gold. So what we have with the first gift here, we have gold. And that symbolizes royalty, man. Each one of these gifts is going to paint a picture about our Messiah. Now, whether or not these wise men totally understood what was going on or not, whether they totally, what I'm talking about is these gifts. Whether they totally grasp it or not, we don't know. But we know that the Holy Spirit says, hey, let's make sure we get some gold, some frankincense, and some myrrh, and let's give it to this baby. You know, so the Holy Spirit had them do it, and the Holy Spirit made sure that it was documented for us. Amen? So we're about to be super blessed if you want to be blessed. And okay, so here we go. Gold was a gift for a king. Now, this was a super awesome, precious metal. Amen? You know, gold's pretty valuable, right? Anybody wants... Never mind, I'm not going to do it. Never mind. I'm always doing them dumb jokes. Okay, turn with me. Go to the next slide, please, and turn with me to Luke 1 and verse 32. Why would they give this baby some gold, a bunch of gold, gold meant for a king, this gold that could easily, probably, paid for their trip into Egypt? Because, you know, they're going to have to run to Egypt pretty soon. So it's interesting to me that these gifts are being given, and these gifts can finance their trip to Egypt. Isn't that pretty cool? Okay, that if you belong to the Most High God, He's going to take care of you. Somebody might just need that little snippet right there. That might be what you really need to hear this morning, that, you know what, man, I've been praying, I've been trusting in God for something to happen. I don't know when or how it's going to happen, but I'm not going to give up because I know God is faithful to His word and God takes care of His people. Amen. If God's got something for me to do, He will make a way for me to do it. Amen. God, and you might see your savings dwindling away, this money that came in, it might be dwindling away. You're like, oh man, I wanted to save this money, man. I wanted to save this money for a rainy day. You know what? Maybe God blessed you with that money for what you need right now. And you know what? God will always take care of you. You know what I mean? Because God blessed them with His gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And God knew that they were about to have to flee to Egypt. Joseph and Mary, they didn't have a clue yet. But see, God had already provided. So what I'm trying to tell you right now is God has got your provision for you. Amen? So just trust in Him. Did you hear what I'm saying this morning? God knows what you need, and God's going to take care of you. All right, so let's get some praise going here. Okay, so we're talking about gold, that precious, precious metal. Luke 1 and verse 32. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Isn't that awesome? This is the angel talking to Mary, giving her the news. Hey, you're going to have a baby, but it's not just any baby. Okay? Now listen. This is the news. Listen, he will be great. Can we agree this morning? Can we at least agree this morning? It doesn't matter who you voted for. Okay, it doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. But can we at least agree on this, beloved? We are family. That God is great. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. That is so awesome, so wonderful. He's not the son of some fake God. He's not the son of some tiny lowercase g deity, but He is the Son of the Most High God. Amen. Something really, really big took place a long time ago in Bethlehem, and it means a whole lot to me today. Amen. Are y'all with me? He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne. Underline that. Or just tear it out of your Bible. Just tear it out of you. Just very meticulously just tear the... No, don't do that. The throne. Who gets on a throne, man? Jesus. Kings sit on thrones. Okay. What have they got in England? A queen, right? Okay, I don't want to do that. Someplace, maybe in the Middle East, Jordan. Okay, so if me and Rick, because I like to do things with Rick, he don't ever call on me much though, but we're at the place where we're meeting a king, a fancy boy king of some nation. You know what? I probably wouldn't be able to get very close to that throne, man. Probably wouldn't be able to get very close to it. Why? Because I ain't a king. You know what I mean? Probably have people be like, that's far enough, dude. What are you doing in here? You know what I'm saying? Kings sit on thrones. Yeah. Trying to tell you, the gold represents royalty. I don't know how much these wise men understood, but they knew something was different about this baby, or they wouldn't have been going all the way to worship him. You know what I mean? And this gold represents royalty. This is the king. This little baby is the King of Kings. Can I get a witness? He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. Man, that's good. Jesus is a king. Cross that off. Do a check mark. Jesus is a king. But he's not just a king. Thank you. He's not just a king. He is the King of Kings. Now, as we know, with his first appearance, his first coming, a lot of people didn't get it. A lot of people completely missed out about it. You know what I mean? A lot of the Jews, a lot of his own nation rejected him. Did not want to believe that he was the Messiah. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? This king is coming back. Do you hear what I'm saying? This king is coming back, and we should kind of get excited about that, really. The king is coming back, and there won't be no denying. There won't be like, no, I don't know. I'm not signing up for... That's no king. There'll be no denying, no question mark in your mind. Okay, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, we need to do it today. Amen? Because we don't know when this is going to happen. It could happen at any time. And all the little ones, if they were in here, they're like, well, I really hope I get my presents first. See, I know how them little kids think, because I was thinking the same thing. No, I'm playing. No. This is what it's all about, man. Right? Okay. Revelation 19 and verse 16. Check it out. All God's people said, check it out. More like this. Go, check it out. 1, 2, 3. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Revelation 19 and verse 16. On his robe, there ain't going to be no mistaking this time, on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written. What's the name? What's written on his thigh and his robe? King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There won't be no denying it, no missing out. This king is coming back. All right? It's time to give your heart to Jesus if you haven't done it, because you only have until your last breath. And then it's judgment time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you got to live a perfect life, because you're not going to do that. That's not possible. You accept what this king did for you. Amen? On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name. No one's going to miss it this time, Sister Jade. Right here it's written. Oh, I wonder who that is parting the sky on a big horse. It's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Give him some praise, man. How many of you guys missed Sister Jade? She is a peach. And I love her. I love her. All God's people said, I love her. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Okay, next slide. I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves. All right, I heard what y'all said about me. And going to the house. What, no manger? Yeah, man, I hate to mess up your nativity thing in your front yard, but at this time, a couple years may have passed since the manger. Yeah. Yeah, but it's still the Christmas story. You know what I mean? But they're in a house. Well, how do you know that? Because that's what it says right there. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Are you guys ready to worship the king? Yes. Seriously, you guys, are you ready to worship this king? Yes. Amen. Yes. This baby born in a manger. I'm going to stop right there. I mean, not stop the sermon. We got a long way to go. And if you don't behave, it's going to be longer. No, but I'm going to get ahead of myself, and I don't want to do that. Okay. I know.
God is good.
All the time. God is good. All right. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense. Frankincense is really, really cool, man. Frankincense is for worship. Now, frankincense, when it's burnt, and it's used for worship, okay? So he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. So this frankincense was used for worship, and when it was burnt, man, it smelt beautiful. All God's people said beautiful. Yeah. It smelled wonderful. And so this is what they would do in worship. King of Kings and what? Right. Okay, you're trekking with me. So they knew this wasn't just some ordinary baby. They fell down and worshiped him. Gold, he's the King of Kings. Frankincense, he's the Lord of Lords, the sinless, spotless Lamb. Amen. Isaiah 9 and verse 6, check it out. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Aren't you glad that God the Father gave his only begotten son for you? Because our life would be pretty bad. Pretty worthless. But because of that precious gift, man, we get to live forever. I'm not hoarse. I'm just crying. No, I'm hoarse, but this is important stuff. And going into the house, they saw the child. Okay, we're not there. Isaiah 9 and verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. King, check mark. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Underline that. Mighty God. This baby is not just a king. He's not just the King of Kings, but he is the Lord of Lords. This is God wrapped in human flesh. Amen. This is who the wise men come to worship. And if they didn't fully understand it, now as they see this baby and they're given the gifts, I think it's starting to make a little bit of sense to them, don't you? It was all worthwhile. The star, the trip, the complaining. I don't know if they were complaining. I imagine they were. I don't know. But they went through all this, man. And there's that little baby. All right. And his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Give him some praise. Now, do you guys remember? Do you guys remember when Satan was trying to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, and Jesus defeated Satan by standing and quoting the Word of God? And so, during this temptation, Jesus says this right here. Luke Luke 4 and verse 12. And Jesus answered him, it is said, meaning it's in the Bible. Satan, go check it out. You know the word of God. Y'all know Satan knows the word of God? He does. Satan, go check this out. This is what the Bible says. And guys, this is what we need to stand on. I'm serious. Remember, God's got your provision. God knows what you need. God is going to take care of you. It might not work out exactly the way you think it's going to work out, but it's going to work out better. It's going to work out the way the good Lord wants it to work out. You know what I mean? You think Joseph and Mary was looking forward to getting up and running into Egypt? Probably not. They probably weren't looking at the brochures thinking, yeah, I hear, Mary, I hear we never really got the honeymoon. I hear Egypt's nice this time of year. I'm sure they didn't want to go on that journey. You know what I mean? But they had to go on that journey, and God made a way for them to go on that journey. You know what I mean? God's going to take care of his people. Amen. Luke 4 and verse 12. And Jesus answered him, talking to Satan, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. That's Jesus Christ saying, you know, do you understand who you're messing with here? I know what you're trying to do. Do you know who I am? Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He said, before Abraham, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. See, this baby that these wise men are meeting right here for the first time had always existed. This is the creator of the universe that decided that he loves you so much that he is going to put himself in human flesh to be tempted by Satan, to be tormented, and to die on a cross, a horrible, painful, humiliating death, so we can live forever. Amen? So give him some praise. Let's go to the next slide. Is everybody getting... No. Is everybody all right? All right. I am wonderful. I am good. I am blessed. A little warm, though. Matthew 2 and verse 11. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold for the King of Kings. Frankincense, the sinless deity that was Jesus Christ. The frankincense to worship the Lord. Amen? What about the myrrh? Now, this is where it is a little easy to get choked up right here. And I know a lot of you already know this stuff. But, man, do you guys, you get it? You know what myrrh was for, right? It was for embalming the dead. That's what they used myrrh for. And all these things, we know about gold, and we know gold is valuable, and we all want some, right? Brother Jones, will you bring the gold out? No, I'm playing. I'm just playing, baby. Love you, man. But frankincense was super, super valuable, and myrrh was super, super valuable. Amen? Okay, now check this out. Matthew 1 and verse 21. This is Joseph getting the news from the angel. You know the story. Talked about it for several weeks now. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. What does Jesus mean? It means Savior. It means Savior. Okay? Now, we already know this, but the Hebrew people were waiting for a deliverer, and they would name their kids Jesus because it was like, hey, I'm reminding myself, every time I say that name, I'm reminding myself, hey, God is going to get me out of this situation. God is going to deliver me. God is going to get rid of the Romans. We are going to be like the old days when David was on the throne. No, God had a much bigger, better plan than that. You know what I mean? He came to save them, but to save all of them, to save all of us from our sins. Amen? Not some temporal thing where we can have peace because I'm not being ruled by the Romans. You know what I mean? But that lasting peace, man, because I can endure anything because my God is going to meet my needs. My God is going to protect me. My God will never leave me or forsake me. And my God has a wonderful, awesome future in store for me. Amen. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, which means Savior, because he will save his people from their sins. Now that deserves some praise right there. Well, how is he going to save us from our sins? We know he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And now, can you imagine? Can you imagine Mary and Joseph's face? And here's the myrrh for embalming the dead. Well, see, that's how Jesus saved us from our sins. He was the sinless, spotless lamb. He never gave into those temptations. He did what we couldn't do. He paid our debt so we didn't have to. Amen? 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sins, not his sins, because he didn't commit any sins. If he committed sins, he would have had to pay for his sins, and he couldn't have paid for mine. You know what I mean? For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, paid for my sins, and I'm a nasty, rotten, sinful person. And he knows me, man. He knows me better than Rachel Jean. And Rachel Jean knows me better than anybody else. He knows everything about me. And you know what he says? He still says it was worth it. It was totally worth it. Because you get to spend eternity with me now, Paul. Because you accepted that precious gift. He did the hard part. He did the hard part. All we got to do is accept that gift. Amen. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. See that? Our sins have separated us from our Creator. Our sins have separated us from our Creator. Our sins have separated us from our Creator. Thank you, Jesus. But see, because of that sacrifice, man, because of that sacrifice, our sins are washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Bring us to God, being put to death. This is what he did for us. Being put to death. Jesus signed off on this. Do you understand that? He signed off on this. He said, yes, I will be born of a virgin in Bethlehem. I will do these things, and I will die on a cross. I will die on a cross for my creation. Being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. Man, God is good. Amen? Amen. If you weren't excited, I think I got you now. You will not find this verse on the monitor because I didn't give it to Brother Rick. Give Brother Rick a hand because he does all this stuff. All the. And Billy Joe and David do a phenomenal job back there. But. No one's in trouble. Everyone be cool. John chapter 1, verse 29. Man, this is so good. John the Baptist. John the Baptist sees the Messiah, sees the Son of God, sees the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this is what he says. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him. This is John 1, 29, if you want to remember it. Write it down or whatever. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said... So John's got a big old crowd of folks. He's got his own ministry thing going on. He's baptizing people. And he's like, look! James, see, I made James wake up. Yeah. He said, look. That's what it's all about right there. It's not about me. It's not about John the Baptist. It's not about Paul. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold... Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Isn't that awesome? John the Baptist got it. This is the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of all humanity. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. That's what the myrrh represents. That sacrifice that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords made for us all. John the Baptist got it. Behold the Lamb of God. Remember, that was the system that they were under. That they would sacrifice lambs, right? They would sacrifice those lambs as an atonement for their sins. It's like an IOU until Jesus Christ would actually do it. You know what I mean? Remember this? Remember the thing? Right? The thing? You're like, what are you talking about, dude? What thing? Bethlehem, where baby Jesus was born? Remember? That's where they kept the sacrificial lambs? Right there. And Jesus Christ was the lamb slain before the foundations. God knew. Jesus knew. That was the plan the whole time. They knew. Okay, God knew that his creation was going to drop the ball. That was not a surprise to him. It says, before the foundations of the earth in Revelations, the lamb was slain, right? Before there was ever even a person to mess it up, God, the blessed Trinity, had already decided, they're going to drop the ball. I'm giving them free will. I love them so much. I am going to lay down my life so they can live forever. The king laid down his life. Not the king of Baghdad, Florida. Not the king of I don't know, what's a place? Not the king of England. The King of Kings, that every knee must bow. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords laid down his life so we can live forever. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what it's all about. So what I would like to do now is I want you to search your hearts. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, why don't you go ahead and come on up here right now, because we want to pray with you. It'd be a wonderful day. Remember those wise men, they came from so far to worship. They came from so far to worship this baby. This King of Kings and Lord of Lords who would die. Who would die for their sins and my sins. How many of us hardly even think about that anymore? You know, even at Christmas time, right? We're so busy doing what we're doing, trying to make money, that we forget to even worship the Lord. When we don't have to travel for months on the back of a camel. We have direct access to the Father because of what Jesus Christ did for us. You can worship him anytime. You search your hearts. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, come on down here. You want to do it. Okay, guys. I love you all very, very much. Tomorrow we have men's Bible study at Whataburger at 12:30 p.m. at Stewart Street. Should come out. Have a good time. We got Wednesday night Bible study, 7 p.m. Everybody come out. It's going to be awesome. Isn't it good to see Cindy today? Sister Sonia and Brother Bill and